Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Does it feel any better? That is the topic for the next segment or two. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan out. Spending time with the family, so our friend Lindsey Brown is here. Scheduling a little bit askew today. Major Garrett still coming up. Major's on at 2:35. And Shaletta, who normally is on at this time, was on at 12:35. You'll have those podcasts up, I'm sure, relatively soon.
Momentarily.
We'll have those set up just the way we normally do so you can consume all of the information. The Wild are done. And there's a debate now. The Wild are done, and a lot of people say, what else is new? Same thing. Last time they advanced out of the first round was 2015. Same thing. They had a lead in the series for the fifth consecutive series, and they lost. And so if you want to say, get back to me when you get to the second round, I get it 100%. I get it every way. Now, some are making the argument, and I want to see where people stand. Because this team faced so many injuries during the regular season, and they really weren't healthy again until, what was it, the final three, four games when Kaprizov and Eriksson Ek came back, and they both missed borderline half the season. That when you add that, plus you add that every single game, the Wild had a chance to win, including, obviously, they did win the back-to-back 5-2 games. But the games they lost were extraordinarily close, very competitive, and different than, let's say, the Dallas series or either of the St. Louis series. Do you take any grace in that? I think you either fall into one or two categories if you're a fan of this team. You're okay. Look at what we did against one of the three or four best teams in the league, a team that clearly is capable of winning the championship. Look at what we did. Healthy. Let's stay healthy. Let's add the cap room. It's not as much. People are going overboard. It's not going to be just $15 million. They've got other salaries going up. That will eat into some of that, but they'll be able to add at least one significant player. Two, Billy's going to have to do a few things to see if it's two. But let's see one. We hope to talk to Garen today. I think they're talking to the players today, so it'll be early next week when Garen comes back on. You're in that category feeling like, yeah, there's reason to be optimistic a little bit. Or you're in the other camp, optimistic. Come on. They haven't won and advance past the first round in a decade. I've watched this story repeatedly. You can give me some slight differences, but bottom line, they didn't win. Hockey aficionado. Lindsey Brown, you fall in which category? Before you do, I want people to chime in. 651-461-9226. You're just ticked off. You're in the category, you're ticked off, another loss. I want to see some actual mid-May hockey. Or you're disappointed, but you're like, something was different this series. Now with the cap room, we can really build on this. So, yes, want them to keep playing, but this feels different. Where are you?
I'm really not that mad because I saw progress in playoff performance from several players that have struggled. We talk about the Bill Guerin conversation had with Matt Boldy at the end of last season, kind of conjuring up saying, hey, we need you to be one of these guys that stirs the pot, that produces. And he was able to accomplish that. Kaprizov was certainly present, at least early on in that series. We had good goaltending. Defensemen were mostly solid. You just run into a really tough team that are on, you know, kind of their last legs of maximizing this core. And because of the handcuffing that the roster building has right now, I just look at experience. I look for progression. And I look at next season as that first all-in. I need to see actual change within this team and this organization in terms of progressing through the playoffs.
Well, there's been a sameness with this team for a while. And It seems like every year, whether it's beginning the season or ending the season, when Guerin comes on to the first final visit for a while or his first visit, and I say, a lot of your core keeps coming back. Are you worried about the sameness? He goes, it's a valid question, but we think we're okay. I think they should shake it up a little bit more with not the stars. The top priority by 8 miles is begging Kirill. It's saying, Kirill, I mean, here are the negotiations, Kirill. Here's the max contract. Here's your complete no trade clause. And you tell us when you want the opt out. That's it. They have no leverage. They have zero leverage because he has 1 year to go and they can offer more than any. That's the leverage they have. I just think there are some guys who've been on this team for a long time, and it'd be better if to mix them up. Unfortunately, Billy gave a lot of those guys no trade clauses. Now, on the big knockers, on the stars, we do have to acknowledge that the last few games changed dramatically.
It did.
That the last three games that Boldy and Kirill weren't scoring, right? That the first three games, those two guys were the best players on the ice for either team by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
By a lot. But when they lost the three games, overtime, and by one, including when Cassidy went back with his top line of absolute studs, and it seemed like both coach was fine matching up, All of a sudden Eichel was better.
Yeah.
All of a sudden Stone was better. All of a sudden Carlson was better. So, yes, it's not like anybody should come out of that series feeling like, well, Kaprizov and Boldy were class. You just have to note that the last three games, they weren't the best top line.
No, and they forced Bruce Cassidy to get creative in his line jumping. Like, he's a guy that's not afraid of switching things up if they're not working, but he was putting Jack Eichel and William Karlsson on the same line often with Mark Stone, and those are two true centers.
Yeah.
Like, William Karlsson has been playing on that third line center position the last couple of seasons when Jonathan Marchessault was still a part of this team, and so they've had different shakeups since the progression of how their organization has gone. But when you're playing with those types of players, I mean, William Karlsson to me should be in the consideration for Selke finalist, and I think Mark Stone obviously should be in that too. But we have only those players down in Florida get that attention these days.
Yeah.
And so when you force the team to put together, you know, their Space Jam lineup, and you're going the distance in a couple of those games, I think that's just the margins of those goals of whether or not you're free to knock in that rebound or Gustafsson just gets a piece of it on his pad. Like, it's so slim. And it hasn't felt that way with the Wild before the last few years where it's felt like a bigger gap.
Yeah, it felt like the better team won. And by the way, it still feels like the better team won. The gap's there. It's just if it's been 10 years. Now, they've had the longest stretch in the West continually going to the playoffs. And it's fun to watch playoff hockey. I think it's what 11 straight years where they've made the playoffs. But guess what? If you're just out, I mean, I lived that with the Wolves with the flip one and outs with KG until Sprewell and Cassell came here. You know, and it's not like you can just write off if it's a team you pay attention to. You can't just say, you know, with the Wild when they start in early October, now the Wolves mid to later October, say, well, I'm not going to pay any attention until you get to the playoffs. If you enjoy the sport, you're taking away your joy. But maybe it's not failure. Maybe failure is too strong. But for this year to be a success for the Wild, they had to advance past the first round. They just did. That doesn't mean it's either success or complete failure. Because when they were healthy the first couple months, at times, they had the best record in the league. Now, by the way, should they dropped off as far as they did without, at times, Brodin, Ek, and Kirill? No. But that leads to another point. If you just look pure upper-level talent, they're still a couple players short. They just are a couple players short of the of the other teams that are viewed, let's say, as the six or seven teams that can win the cup. Kirill is one of the 10 to 15 best players in the game. Boldy, maybe this playoff kickstarted him, and he was very good in the Four Nations. But let's not forget, after the Four Nations, he had multiple lengthy stretches where he didn't score a goal. So if the idea was, well, Boldy coming out of the Four Nations, he's going to be amazing. He was in that first game when they opened up in Detroit. Didn't he have like two stretches of 9-10 games where he didn't score a goal? So if he plays next year like he played in the playoffs through most of the time, that's a different situation. Erickson Ek is hard-nosed, gritty, a guy you can win with, but you absolutely can have the debate. If you need to have a star number one center, is he a star number one center? Of course he's not. He's not a star. He's never going to be a goal scorer. Now, if he's your number two, you're in a really good spot. Rossi, it's obvious they've lost faith in Rossi, right? Restricted free agent, they haven't offered him a deal, playing fourth line. So, you know, the two Minnesota guys get mentioned a lot in Nelson and Besser. Obviously, Nelson's older. Besser didn't have a good year. But they need to add more, like where you just see skill. Faber, skill. Brodin, skill. Spurgeon, still there. Middleton, for your fourth defenseman, I think you might like him to be your fifth or sixth. Zeev, let's see if just the offseason. By the way, Zeev, go to Old Country Buffet, Zeev. You got to, I mean, honestly, Zeev's about my side.
Old Country Buffet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just short of 6'1", 180, 85. That's what Zeev is. I mean, he's a lot of skill, right? But he got manhandled at times. And I don't care how skilled you are. If you're a defenseman, you're getting manhandled, you get problems.
They all do when they're young, though. Ecky was the same way. He get pushed down in the...
Faber was not getting pushed around. Faber was not...
I know
not,
Faber is life, so it's a little bit different.
Well, he's not life, but he's the obvious guy who was compared to, because Faber was, what, 3 years at the U, I think? And Zeev was two. Faber walked in after two games and played the playoffs and was great, and Zeev looked like he was overwhelmed. You know, now they got the number one draft choice, Yuriev coming over, if they can work out that deal. So they maybe have a chance to all of a sudden say, you got Danila, then you got Zeev, then you add maybe one really big knocker and another one who turns in to another highly skilled player. Then you got a better chance. I mean, there's some texts about Guerin. Guerin, I mean, I like having Billy on the show. I like him. But the Nyquist trade was a failure. You give up second-round draft choice for a guy whose most notable play was the colossal offside screw-up. Colossal. Juracek, they gave up a ton for him. He doesn't look like he's ready. Now, again, he's still a kid, too. Maybe both those guys are ready, and you just have to accept that you screwed up Nyquist. But they still need more talent. What do you want to say? Was this year, if you're a Wild observer, yes, there's disappointment but you saw enough, and with the cap situation and your belief that Kirill's going to stay, that you're actually optimistic coming out of this, or you're the other side going, optimistic? In the end, they didn't advance and have been down this road over and over and over again. Good text coming. Keep them coming. 651-461-9226.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Who do we have here?
This is a collection of children called the Cabin Crew and something else to their name. But it's a class of Irish kids that made this song this year in one of their classes.
They're bringing it.
Yeah, it's a banger.
They're bringing it. All right, a lot of texts coming in the wild. Chime in. Keep them coming. 651-461-9226. Couple other items. This was everywhere on Twitter this morning, if you follow some of the sports stuff. The Wild are the first team in the history of the major four sports. Think about this one. That in a 10-year period made the playoffs at least 8 times and didn't advance past the first round. That has never happened before. Think about this. In Major League Baseball, in the NHL, the NBA, or the NFL. So again, 10-year period, you make the playoffs 8 or more times, and you don't advance to the second round. Only one team in the history of those four sports has done it. You're Minnesota Wild. Congratulations. Also in our town, accounting the four major male sports. Does not count the Wild. Does not count, excuse me, the Lynx, because obviously the Lynx won 4 and they got screwed out of their 5th last year.
And the Frost last year. Don't forget about the Frost.
Yeah, the Frost needs to go up a little bit higher in competition before we're going to count the Frost in this conversation yet.
Okay.
We got to get a few more teams.
2 expansion teams this week, but all right.
We got to get a few more teams in there, and then they can be included in the conversation. They're not at the Lynx. They're not at the WNBA conference.
Certainly not.
Okay. 125 consecutive playoff series since a Minnesota, the Big Four, won a championship. That's a hell of a drought. That's 1991, boys and girls. We all know it. 125 playoff series. Someone potentially watched. And while watching all those, none of them culminated, finished with, "We are the champions, my friend."
Freddie?
Yeah, no Freddie. Freddie was
I
not.
I thought he was in the corner
yeah,
over there.
Yeah, you thought so. That's another a level of competence. Okay, so text me, along with the wild text, which team is going to win a title next? Might be in 70 years. Might be in 80 years. Might be in 6 weeks. There's a team playing right now that is going to be favored in the next round. And in the next round, they're going to be underdogs because they're playing the best team in the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder. But right now, the pick, because when I'm asking this question, has to be the Timberwolves. They're in the mix. They're playing well. They're a veteran team. Second, the Vikings have to be second. Just won 14 games. They had a great offseason. Now, can the kid play quarterback? Don't know yet. Don't know yet. Then I'm putting the Wild third because the Twins have now played about 70 games of feeble baseball.
A lot of season left.
So, and this is going back to last year. But they got to be fourth. Okay, do you agree with my ranking?
I do. It's sound. I think the Vikings, it's a little testy. Speaking of first-round exits, recent history hasn't been kind.
Yeah.
Especially regular season success. They've actually overperformed in the regular season, which the Wild never do.
Yeah.
Never do. And so I think that's logical.
Who wins the next championship? Okay, let's get to plenty of text here. Who cares if they're close? We say the same thing every year. It doesn't matter. Eventually, you have to start winning, and it doesn't mean bleep. All right, that's going out, you know. That group is more the majority, don't you think?
Yeah.
You know, I think if you're the hard, well, I'm not even sure the hardcores see it the other way. Hardcores might be just so mad that they've witnessed this. They get the reality of this was better than their series,
mm-hmm.
but they're still, they're taking that wild flag off their car.
They're no disassociating. What. Not dancing yet.
Asking Garen hard questions. Money for Trennan. For sure. Trade for Brazo and Juracek. Both very valid questions, and when Billy's on, they will come up. Trennan finally played better in the playoffs, and he did later in the year too, but most of the year he was not very good. A lot of praise for your analysis, liking what you're saying.
Thank you.
Including telling Dave to find another job.
Don't say that.
Jeek, when healthy, is the most important player on the team. Okay.
Hell yeah.
He is the most versatile. He is on the power play. He's on the penalty kill. He is the best defensive player. He plays with Kaprizov and Boldy. But if you said one guy is taken out of the lineup and it's going to hurt you the most, isn't that still Kirill? Again, not slighting, because how great and essential he is at scoring. I mean, I wanted to say the power play, but they got to figure that some year they have to avoid having a mediocre best power play and a lousy penalty kill.
Mm-hmm. I think the championship metrics, you have to be in at least the top 15. There has to be some sort of ascension through that. Kirill's the right answer, but it's because of his gravitational pull more than like anything else he does at skill. Like, he is such a threat on any place in the ice that you have to dedicate resources to him versus Ek. But you also have he runs his mouth. That's all. That's also intangible.
He's detested. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's detested. Somebody talking about the Frost. Yes, the Frost has to get to a higher level for me to be included in this conversation. Let's just be honest. State of hockey, my booty. Wolves win the championship next. Oh, yeah, this is crystal clear. It's the state of amateur hockey. But anybody who thinks at the professional level the interest is the same for the Wolves and the Wild, get your head out of the sand. It's not close. It is not close. The Wild followers are incredibly loyal, but the depth of NBA fans in this town, not even close compared to the Wild. Much, much better. What is insane is these guys are going to increase the cost of their season tickets. Not cheap. It is not cheap. It is very, very, very rare when a team says, we'll stay status quo. Somebody talked about somebody getting traded soon. They put the wrong name down. If they're going to make a major trade, like the biggest trade possible they could make, they're not trading Kirill.
Mm-mm.
I don't see any scenario where he's trading Boldy.
Nope. We already talked about the most attractive asset if we're going to start talking about it, like him like that.
What was that? Erickson Ek?
No. Oh, God, no. Rossi.
He's not that attractive. He's a fourth-line center. He's not.
He had some moments this year, and there's something about untapped potential that's very attractive to some teams, and the male ego thinks that they can, you know, take anybody and find a way to bring out that next level of their game. Yeah.
He's not that attractive.
Mm.
You think you're going to get a significant player for a guy who's your fourth line center?
I'm not saying a significant player, but you might be able to get a decent package because he was better than he was last year, which is not saying a whole lot.
If you made something significant, then you're trading one of the main guys and you're trying to get better by trading one of your main guys. And maybe Guerin would do that. Maybe he would say, hey, I got it. We gave up a lot of value, but it was a hockey trade. And we think giving up a high quality player, okay, let's just here's your group. It's Kirill, it's Boldy, it's Erickson Ek, it's Faber, and it's Brodin, and we're done. Because Spurgeon's old enough now, you're not getting a ton of value for him.
Here's the next one in line. What about Gus?
Well, the problem
is he an untouchable?
Ranking the untouchables, Kirill's one. Is Faber ahead of Gus? Probably is.
Mm-hmm.
Wallstedt's been terrible so far in the
That certainly affects the context.
So that's why he is untradeable, I think, at this point.
I'd agree.
All right. Am I wrong? That's for you, Harrigan. I went longer, so you didn't feel guilty when Lindsay was short with Am I Wrong? She's next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, we're playing today with Lindsay. Dave out. Lindsay's been excellent so far. Let's go. What do you got?
All right. turn on the mic first. That would probably be a good place to start. Since we're in the hockey hotbed right now, I'm gonna bring my thought that I came up with last night while watching the Wild game. I'll lead with that. I'd rather be scored on early in a 4-minute PK situation than kill the whole thing at the beginning of a game. I would rather get scored on early.
Okay, just hit the am I wrong thing.
Am I wrong?
Did you fall and get hurt?
Nope. So, I'm just a goalie.
So hold on a second. You're saying here are the two options.
Mm-hmm.
Either the opponent scores or the opponent doesn't score, and you're in favor of the opponent scoring.
Because to me, it is not about scoring at that juncture. There's a ton of hockey left at the beginning of the first period, right? So a goal is a goal. I'm going to have faith in my offense and my players that we'll probably get one. We'll equalize at the very least.
You
might. Because this isn't a 5-minute major if I score and the guy stays in the box. Like this is a 4-minute, so I think it would get cut in half. But when Rossi took that high sticking penalty and the Wilds got scored on early, to me, playoffs is about managing fatigue, and power play is about generating momentum, not necessarily always scoring. You want to tax the legs of your opponent, and more importantly, get the lines all jumbled up, disorienting.
Okay, this isn't as bad as my guy Kevin Gorg saying the worst lead in hockey is a 2-goal lead, but it's in the neighborhood.
It's in the neighborhood?
It's in the neighborhood.
In the cul-de-sac, huh?
Because it's a better idea if your opponent doesn't score, then they score. That is my conclusion my analysis, and I am correct. You're saying, because I was watching that time, and it was dubious because I forget the Golden Knight player lifted up Ross.
He was Braden McNabb.
Yeah, okay. So you can make the argument there was no penalty, but it was a 4-minute.
Yep, blood was drawn.
Because of the blood. And they scored within the first 2 minutes. So then it goes to 2 minutes, and they have to kill two more. You're saying you'd rather have them score early.
Yes.
So then Rossi still has to serve two more minutes and the potential of them scoring again?
Now that changes my math because do I want to have 2 goals against? I don't want that. I don't want a 2-0 goal. Honestly,
I mean, you're getting a lot of praise. You're about to lose all your praise.
That's fine.
You're deciding if it's better 0 goals. Or 2 goals.
I think getting a power play early on in the game sucks. Like, for the team that's getting on the power play, because you're not really in it yet. You haven't made your connected passes.
What?
Like, it's hard to be on the person advantage. No, it's not, Chad, because you got to get settled in. You got to get in the saddle. And you're trying to lasso right away. You got to get settled in first. And so I would rather take the penalty off the board by getting scored on. Because, again,
I have
confidence in the team to produce. It's not great because they lost by 1 goal last night.
Do you have a vape pen over there?
No, I'm not allowed to do those.
I don't smell anything.
Nope.
Okay, that's staggering.
Am I wrong?
Come on.
I mean, everything you said was wrong. Every possible aspect.
I'm just saying open your mind a little bit, people. Open your mind a little bit.
Sometimes your mind has arrived at a conclusion. Close her up. You're good. Close her up.
I'm a practice person, not a result person. That certainly shows. Okay. Next, am I wrong here? Snowmobiling at 60 miles an hour is way scarier than a jet ski at 60 miles an hour.
Am I wrong?
It's a good question.
Water seems more forgiving to me for some reason. I know there's a certain point once you get too fast that you just skip. And I've skipped. We've all done the tubing on Lake Minnetonka. Hold on to your butts.
La-di-da. While you're tubing, are you holding on to your butt or are you holding on?
Oh, I'm holding on to the straps. And
I think so.
From like the collarbone up is still on the tube. Everything else is to the side.
Yeah, to the side.
I got the grip.
I'm going to say, though, if you have a big tube and the boat is going 60, do you know where your body should be? On the tube.
Yes.
Because 60, when your limbs are bouncing around on 60, when you're going 60 and you fly off the tube, that water is not forgiving. It's not like a soft little pillow waiting for baby Lindsay to fall into it. Now, let me also say, I've tubed many times in life. Very fun. I have been on multiple snowmobiles going 60.
I'm also saying jet ski. Tubing's different. I don't think you do tubing at 60.
No. I've jet skied going very fast, but never 60. I don't believe I've jet skied at 60. 35, 40, sure. 60 no.
What are we putting at the state
snowmobiling?
Fair? 40.
Yes. You're saying the snowmobile is more dangerous?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. If you're on the ice, where a lot of people are going 60, to be honest, because you got that much open area, there's not a lot of forgiveness if you fly off the snowmobile onto the ice.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I think I would actually feel safer on the snowmobile.
Really?
I do.
Helmet, too. There's a helmet factor.
There's a helmet.
No more helmets when you're on the jet ski. Maybe we should.
That's a DeRusha thing. I could see DeRusha wearing a helmet.
And probably a neck protector.
And a sponsored helmet.
For sure.
And a sponsored neck protector while having wearing his outfit that's sponsored, his shoes that are sponsored.
Wetsuit.
And waiting for something from the Pork Association. You know, so that's where I'm at.
Baking on a jet ski, guys.
Yeah. All right. More of our nonsense with Am I Wrong coming up. It's been an interesting Am I Wrong so far. Get your seatbelt on. I have no idea what preposterous comment is coming up next from Lindsay.
I wonder what Dave does to compile these, because I just kind of write them down throughout the week. So I have random note cards.
Oh.
This is a piece of paper. I think I
look
did this one on
notes
Monday.
You have like five separate sheets.
Yep, note cards. I'm infamous for them. You're going to learn. You're going to learn. But
yeah. Okay, let's go
more
next.
Am I Wrong here? Collecting compulsions are just sedated scarcity urges. I've been seeing news of empty shipping ports across the country, and I'm getting nervous. And so I've been stockpiling spaghetti resources for weeks. I think I need more. I have collections of things. We all do, right?
Yeah,
I collect
well, sure.
knives and memories and other things. But my ancestral DNA is telling me to gather and save. So let me get the button here.
Am I wrong?
Okay. Getting ahead is never wrong. Now, I should point out, the S&P and NASDAQ, as of earlier today, higher than it was on April 1st. So-called Liberation Day was April 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And the market said, we really don't like Liberation Day. But lately, it has recovered. So the S&P and the NASDAQ are above April 1st for perspective. Now, none of that happens if Trump doesn't backpedal and offer up a 90-day pause. For you, I think it depends upon how much you have in your saving. And also, when you said you saved knives?
I like collecting
knives.
Yep.
Okay.
I like collecting things.
I just want to let you know, I think you're the greatest human being ever.
Well, thank you.
You've never said anything wrong.
I'm sure you're saying this completely with No feelings.
Well, now that I know you collect vicious knives, I'm petrified. Because if you somehow think allowing two goals is better than zero goals, you're clearly unstable. And now that I know you're unstable and you collect knives, I just want you to know anything
unstable.
That you thought I said, it was actually Adam Carter. I mean, how much spaghetti ingredients do you have? How many cans of sauce do you have?
Currently, I think I have 8 or 9 cans of sauce, and then I have like the petite diced tomatoes. I got the tomato paste, and then like in January, I bought a ton of beef and put it in the freezer because I was nervous.
Yeah,
and now I feel like I need more. Because spaghetti, it's just one of those meals that's easy to make. It's cheap. It's all those things. It's one of the things I eat consistently, which is hard for me to find. And so
these are canned tomatoes you have?
Petite diced tomatoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't. But they don't hang. You know the fresh ones.
What do you mean?
What were the petite tomatoes? Are these canned?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Canned.
Okay.
Goods.
I was just
no.
Yeah.
I'm not doing the canning myself.
Yeah. I didn't. Do you add anything else, or is your
spices?
Yeah.
Yep. An assortment of spices, Italian seasoning.
Are you always beef? Do you ever do turkey? Or?
I prefer beef, but I probably should do more turkey just because it's healthier and it'll probably be cheaper.
I think you have enough.
Okay.
I don't think we're quite at a point.
I'm glad I waited because I've had a cart full of like $150 worth of groceries sitting in there for 3 days because I was like, let's do it. And I was like, let's just pump the brakes.
Namaste. Okay. Really quick, we got to get to one more Amaron because I'm part curious and part scared.
Okay. If you're on the straight and narrow, I think being rejected / humbled by the NFL means you're doing something right as a family. This is an obvious,
Whoa.
allusion
Shedeur?
To. Yep, to Shedeur Sanders and the Sanders family. To me, Deion seems like a pretty solid dad who has a connected relationship with his children and their lives. That's the most important thing. And when you're connected, you're harder to exploit and control.
I think, hit your little button there.
Nope.
Am I wrong?
I think some of that is true, but clearly it was tied to the disastrous interviews and the feeling that Deion was going to be controlling things. So part of what you're saying is correct. I think in this case, it ended up hurting him. Very fun. Enjoyed it. Ari, CBS next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.